وهنا نقف لنأخذ منكم أسئلتكم ونجيب على ما يمكننا الله عز وجل من الإجابة عليه بما أبانا من علم، والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Now we start to take some of your questions that which Allah Ta'ala may allow us and help us in responding to them with the knowledge that He, Allah Ta'ala, gave us. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Lakin, as we said before, Ikhwan, please do not send your question until we tell you. We don't want everyone pushes his question pushes the one before we answer it. Naam. طيب ناخذ من وزك. We take from وزك now. هنا سؤال من أسفات. أسفات السلام عليكم. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Thank you for answering my question. إن شاء الله خير. In سورة الفجر it says it will be said to the plows, are you the one in complete rest and satisfaction? Is this the angel of death saying this to the soul at the time of death? Allahu A'lam, but it is going to be said definitely because it is already said in the Quran, and there is not any benefit in knowing who says it, the angel of death or angels of mercy or whatsoever. But the important thing is that it is going to be said. Also, there are many reports that upon death, sometimes people say they see a loved one that has already died. No, there is not any delil on that. Allahu A'lam. There is no delil on that. Allah knows best. طيب, until we get any question from Pal Talk, we can take another question from Muzik. From Umsal Sabil, what is the proof for them having no gender? Well, there are many proofs. First of all, Allah Ta'ala told us about mankind and how and what gender they have. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the shaitan and the gender they have. Right? And in all the mentions of the angels, it did not say that they have male or female. However, Allah Ta'ala refuted those, the statement of those who said that the angels are female. Naam. And the ulama say that this means that they have no gender or sex or whatsoever. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Ayah 19, and also in Surah Al-Najm, Ayah 27, and you can go back to them, inshallah. Okay, question from Pal Talk. Pal Talk, you need please to use big font. Okay, do the angels get
give you advice and certain situation, example, when you are in an emergency situation, you have, you hear a voice tell you go this way or that way, and you move and your life is saved. Is this from the angels? Could be. It's not yani definite, but could be. And when they say that, it's only from Allah Ta'ala. But that is if you are somebody who's pious. Allah Alam. Another question from Partak says, yesterday, Sheikh, you said that certain names are not allowed to be named. I have converted to Islam and I have one of those names. What should I do now? What is your advice? And can you give proof of that? Well, the proof I can give you is that these are names mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. Go and check all the books of the, and check the Quran and check books of Sunnah and check books of the biography of the pious brothers and sisters, and give me one name like the name you talked about. There is no one of the pious, the pure Arab and the pious and the companions, the Tabi'een, use the name, for example, Malak for their daughter. Is that okay for you now? Because you send another question. Is that okay for you? Does that suit you? Okay, alhamdulillah. Another question. Will the people of paradise see the angels? And will they be able to talk to them? Yes. As you hear, the angels welcome the angels of the Jannah will welcome the people of Jannah and say to them, enter it with peace as you used to do good deeds. And in the fire, the people of the fire, they call Malik, the God of the fire, and say, and also in the other ayah where they say to the angels of the fire, ask your Lord to reduce one day of the torment, but the angels would say to them, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون, we abide in it and don't speak to me or to us. Are angels higher rank than people? Different opinions of the scholars, but some of the scholars say that the pious mankind might be greater than the angels, because the angels has no fitna like mankind. Mankind has fitna, trial, has women, has money, has this and that. But the angels, yani these things not yani applicable to them. Allah Alam. Now, on Rizik says here, what is that? Jamal bin Chahi says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, can you please say what Mika'il is responsible? Mika'il is responsible of rain. Mika'il is responsible of rain. Now, Prabhupada Talk says, I did not understand the al more when you were talk about it. Can you explain again? Al more. What is al more? I didn't understand the al-ma'mur. Al-ma'mur. Al-bayt al-ma'mur. Ma'mur means it is occupied. It's not abundant. It's used. So it means that it would never be found empty. Every day there are 70,000 angels doing tawaf around the bayt al-ma'mur, which is like the Kaaba. And these 70,000 come and do tawaf only once in their lifetime, and they never come back after that day. Another, from the next day, another 70,000 will come and the like, Wallahu A'lam. Okay, from music says, Reza Ali says, yeah, at the end, all angels die. Yes, all angels die in the first blown, like all mankind die. Everything dies, and Allah Ta'ala then say, Ana al-Malik, I am the king. Liman al-Mulku al-Yawm, to whom is dominion today? So, all the angels will die, but they will die as the firstborn, as they, all mankind and everything else will die. But then, everyone, jinn, mankind, angels and animals, will be brought back to life with the second blown of the horn, and then the judgment starts, begins. Now, you can, inshallah, participate more. We know, mashallah. Okay. Bye. Amsar Sabir says here, is the sunnah to be shy of the angels? The sunnah is to be shy of your Lord, who sees you. Allah Ta'ala sees you all the time and everywhere. And also, of course, to be shy of the angels. Naam. As in the hadith of Uthman. But in the hadith of Uthman, the Prophet ﷺ said that the angels are shy of Uthman. Tayyip. Again, our Sultan Shakir says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What is that? Okay. Doubters? May I ask why Allah has angels if He can't do anything without them? How do you advise we reply? Doubters say that. Now, Allah is the master. Allah is the Lord. Allah is the Lord. And He does whatever He likes, and He creates whatever He likes, and He wills. We are the slaves. We cannot ask Him why you did this, why you do that. And we can show me any slave can ask his master in this life world, why you did this, why you did that, then come and ask this question. Slave can never ask his master. Slave can never ask his master. But he is be asked by his master. As Allah Ta'ala said, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not asked about what he does, but they are asked. Allahu A'lam. And we are not responsible to respond to everything that the doubters or these people bring. We just give them the truth, the haqq, and that's it. If they accept it, alhamdulillah, if they don't, We are not responsible of that. As the angels will not count responsible for people do not accept from them. Why we be responsible? Now, we just convey the message of Allah, which came from the angels to the prophets and messengers, through the ulama to us, and it goes to beyond us until the day of resurrection of Allah. Okay. Hafsa says, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Yes, other than Jibreel, Mikael, and Israfil, alayhi salam, are there any other angels that we have been told their names? Yes, we have Malik, the guard of the fire, and Ridwan, the guard of the Jannah. But it is splendid widely amongst the Awam that the angel of death called Israel. That's not correct. There is no any dalil, even weak hadith, there is nothing with this. Naam. Wallahu a'lam. Asfar says, are believers better than angels because they worship him? Now, we just explained that there are different opinions of the scholars. Some say that, and some say, no, the angels, because they never ever commit any sin, they are better. Allah knows, but let us set the comparison between people to say that, and when we set the comparison, we need always to look to ourselves. If we are better than others, we need to increase in this goodness. If we are worse, then we blame ourselves. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Rabi Ali says, you. Sorry. Al Istiqama says, Sheikh, are there any examples of Sunnah abrogating the Quran? Sunnah abrogating. Why don't you wait until we come to the Iman with the books? And then inshallah we can respond to that maybe in the middle of the dars. Sometimes I can say, follow me on, was it? Okay, sir. Yasira says, yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who were angels who came to Prophet Lut alayhi salam? Allah knows best. It didn't say their names. But they were sent to punish the people of Lut. Now, does the angels leave you when you start to pray Fajr, or they leave you when the Fajr time hits in? No, they witness the Fajr prayer. That is the night time angels, and the daytime angels, they witness the Asr prayer. As in the hadith, they witness it. And that's what they say to our Lord. Now, Ridwan says, I know that angels do not enter rooms where there are pictures, photographs of people. What if you have these pictures only in some rooms of your house? Will angels enter the other rooms, or will they not enter your house at all? The hadith is clear. It seems that they don't enter the house at all, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood by the gate. It seems that they don't enter the house at all. But these angels are the angels which protect you from the jinn, the angels of mercy. the protectors. But the angels who are responsible of recording your deeds, they never ever leave you wherever you go, whatever you do. Naam, Allahu A'lam. Aswad say, okay. Now I said that the angels who do not enter are the protectors. For they're the ones that protect you from the shaitan. But the angels who are responsible of writing your deeds and recording it, they never leave you. Okay, is that all? Okay, Om Sharma say, what about pictures on magazines and boxes of cereal, etc.? If they are exposed, they still prevent. And that's why you need to cover them or hide them, or only the exposed pictures, they protect, prevent the angels from entering the house. Okay, so say the angels who do not enter are the angels who protect you from the Satan. Now, Aswad says, what about pictures on children items? Every picture of any creation which lives with soul, like mankind, animals, birds, insects, fish, these, when pictures are exposed of these things, they stop the angels of protection from entering into the house. That's why we need to be careful. We need not to imitate the kuffar. Okay, Abu Abdul Rahman on Falter, go ahead. Assalamu alaikum wa sallam. How about videos? No, videos are not pictures. Videos are moving. It's not pictures. Wallahu a'lam. As far as was the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha playing with the doll before the hadith about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not entering? La. It does not have any relation to that. These were not pictures. These were dolls or toys that Aisha used to make and play with. And it does not have images. And the doll was, and even the dolls which have images, the ulama have different opinion on it. Many of the ulama say it is allowed, but again, it is better to keep them in the drawer or not to leave them exposed. And those who prefer to make a special room for their kids, and they beautify it and paint it with Mickey Mouse and this and that, they have to be careful. This is a preventer of the entering of the angels of protection. Allahu A'lam. Okay, Maisa says, so it makes no difference if you have a picture from for example, a hair eye sends angel, do not enter at all. What do you mean by that? I don't understand that. Yes. With animal like dolls, the Prophet said to Aisha, could play with dolls. So are toys okay? As I told you, different opinions. The proper opinion is that as long as it is only kids' toys, yes, it is allowed. Although some scholars say no, like Sheikh Albani for example, they say, he says no, and they are even worse than normal pictures. I prefer you don't use them, but if you use them, better to keep them locked in a cupboard or cabinet or a drawer or something like that. If you have that in the toilet, same thing, you should not have any statues or like that in your house. You should not have any statues in your house. Okay, here from Baltak Mutanatullah says, Arubakallah Shaykh Amin wa Yaqub. Some schools require the children to draw animated pictures. What do you advise the parents who try to teach the children to avoid this? Wallah, you keep on. You advise them to not to do it. And there is no obedience to the disobedience of Allah. Na'am, Allah alam. As far as today, almost everything has images if you go to the supermarket. Okay, if you hate it and you don't work on it and you scratch it or you have no sin in that. But even if you go in there and take it and welcome it and put it in a nice place and expose, then you are a sinner. Amir says, so if you have a dog in your house and you pray, will the writing angels record your salat? I told you, Ikhwan, the angels which are responsible of recording, they never leave you even in the toilet. Even whatsoever position, they don't leave you. They just write, record. But these angels who do not enter the house when there is a dog in it or exposed pictures, these are the angels who protect you, responsible of protecting you from the shayateen. That might possess you. So they keep you away from the harmfulness of the shayateen. If you don't want this protection, although it is a sin, but it's up to you. Now, and everyone is in need for this protection, because other than this way, you cannot grant this protection. You cannot have it. Other than this way that Allah Ta'ala gave us. Sumayya says, when children draw images such as people, is it better for them to leave the entire face off? They should not draw images of people or animals or insects or fish or birds. They should not. It's not a matter of to keep the face bald or no. It's not to be done at all. Because this is forbidden, and this will make them love it. So you don't raise your children up on this. Allah alam. Yasir says, the writing angels are always with you. Katarzyna says, our camera photos are allowed to have on wall? No, it is not allowed. It's not allowed, and also it prevents the angels from entering into this house to protect from the jinn. From Paltok here, a question from Abu Abdul Rahman says, may Allah increase you and us in Iman and Ilm. Ameen. I am confused about the difference of videos and pictures. I don't want to take too much of the time, so what is, so is there a book or lecture that clarify this? Well, the ulama spoke about this. Even Sheikh Albani said that the videos are not treated like pictures. Pictures are different from videos. We are talking about something prevents the angels. When you hang the picture, why pictures are so and treated so? Because as Ibn Abbas said that the five gods that in Surah Nuh mentioned, Wadr, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nusra, their people only draw their images on maybe rocks, and after generations they worship them. So same thing can happen to any picture today. That's why Islam came to block all the ways to shirk. The Prophet ﷺ blocked all the ways to shirk. Allahu a'lam. But the video does not do that, because video is moving. You do not have the same feeling of the picture. But when you push the video and keep the picture on the screen, this will take the same rolling of the picture. Allah alam. Okay, mutarattib wa mutarattib, go ahead. We still have 8 more minutes, inshaAllah. Ya Sheikh, may Allah grant you, grant you and for us. Ameen, and you too. And all those who listen to us. Are we allowed to keep pictures for memory's sake? If it is in album or in a book or in a drawer or away, inshallah, no problem, although it is not advised by majority of scholars. But as some scholars say, it is not treated as the what we call it, musawwirin or drawing as the artists do, then you cannot say it is there are different opinions of the scholars. However, they all say if these pictures are kept in an album or in a box or in a drawer, inshallah, they don't stop the angels from entering the house. Okay. Katarzyna says on Wizard, if I have books for my daughter, can I have them as they have pictures, but I am only using them to read stories to my daughter? If you keep them closed and hidden in drawer, no problem, inshallah. Sultan Shakir said, I have the understanding that the toy horse that Aisha had with wings and no face is permissible for girls, but is it permissible for boys as well? Yes, we cannot differentiate between boys and girls, because it did not happen that a boy at the time of Rasulullah used it and he said, no, don't use it. We are given 5 more minutes on Pal Talk. On Wizik. So as I told you, it didn't happen that at the time of Rasulullah there was a boy who played with such toys, and Rasulullah said to him, no, this is not for you, for girls. But he, Rasulullah, allowed the children to play with, so that means all children, no differentiation between boys and girls. But of course, boys need to have toys that fit their gender, not make them soft. And Amunat Rabahir says, Maysara on music says, is it permissible to video record during a walima? Wallahi, we don't advise that, because this video can be, yani, can reach any hand of any man, and then it's even worse than pictures. It's even worse than pictures. No, I don't recommend that, and I consider this haram. Because this is aura, and it can be, you know, it can be out, it can reach a hand of somebody, and then it is very bad. And wallahu a'lam. Aziz Abdul Zahir says, Ahsan Allah alaykum, Ameen wa alaykum. How should we deal with the educational books containing pictures? Is it okay that books are covered or picture do not show when they are closed? When we open to the picture, should we leave the house? Should they? No. Like these things, yani these, Allah Ta'ala raised the harm from the slaves. As these are not choiceable, and you are closing it only when you read or yani like that, it can be exposed. Then, yani, there is no harm in that, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Um, Sumaya, as the last question, maybe, says, I apologize, sir. No, you didn't need to apologize of nothing. But I did not hear clearly the answer to this question. So if we have pictures in our house, on magazines, books, and that are exposed, we anchor a sin. If you intentionally do it, yeah, of course, you are disobeying Allah and His Messenger. I may here stop, inshallah ta'ala, meet once again on the coming Saturday with believing in the books. Of Allah Ta'ala, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.